An Anchorage-based fuel service company violated federal clean air standards for more than a decade. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a fine against Shoreside Petroleum Incorporated today. The company operates fuel terminals in Seward and Cordova, where the violations were discovered. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
For more than a decade, Shoreside Petroleum Incorporated was leaking gasoline vapor into the air around Seward and Cordova. The company operates marine terminals throughout South Central Alaska, where it receives, stores, and then ships fuel to customers. And, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, the company wasn't checking for gasoline vapor leaks, loaded fuel into substandard trucks, and didn't have the necessary equipment in place to control emissions.
If you've ever put gasoline in your car and you smell gasoline fumes, that's the fumes coming from Shoreside's operations.
That's John Pavitt. He's the air quality inspector for the EPA who handled the agency's case against Shoreside. Those fumes don't just smell bad, they can be hazardous. Pavitt says they contain chemicals that are known to cause cancer, respiratory problems, and cardiovascular disease. The EPA announced $89,000 in fines for the company, but that fine could have been much higher. Pavitt says if the EPA had discovered the violations, the result could have been hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. But Shoreside took advantage of a new self-audit program with the EPA that allows companies to self-report violations, and that lowers the amount of penalties that companies have to pay. In 2014, the company reported violations dating back to 2005. No one from Shoreside Petroleum returned calls seeking comment. After the company reported the violations, it had to buy testing equipment and report the results to the EPA. It also had to pay to install pollution controls and check for leaks. It spent more than $400,000 to bring the two locations up to code. All told, the EPA estimates these new controls reduced the company's pollution emissions by nearly 30 tons a year in Seward and 9 tons a year in Cordova.
According to the information they gave us, they have more than 5 million gallons a year of product. And so if 30 tons is it's a small amount of what they're handling.
According to the terms of the settlement, Shoreside Petroleum doesn't have to admit or deny that it committed the violations. It also must pay the fine within 30 days. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.